Hello, I'm Jordan Ziegler, and welcome in to episode one of Hardball, where we will be talking about my opinions on the hard yet controversial truths of major professional sports leagues. Today, we will be looking into the 1995 Mariners and how important their role really was in keeping baseball in Seattle. Now, a bit of a backstory behind the 1995 Mariners. They had not made it to the playoffs in the franchise's short history since becoming a team in 1977. However, this possibly could change with the implementation of the wild card. 1995 was the first year that the MLB had opted for a wild card, a way for teams to get into the playoffs without winning their division. Now, in the stacked AL West that favored the California Angels to win the division, the Mariners' only real shot at getting into the playoffs was through the wild card, bolstering a young core of Griffey, Edgar Martinez, Alex Rodriguez, Randy Johnson, Joey Cora, and a whole bunch of other key important players. They had a shot at winning the wild card. However, Seattle baseball had never really been a sight of hope throughout the city. So doubts still loomed large upon everyone in the city. In 1995, the Mariners were playing in the Kingdome, a place dear to Seattle fans' hearts, but a crappy building, to say the least. Ceiling tiles were falling, and the Mariners knew that they could no longer play in the Kingdome. The franchise was considering relocation because of this. They would either need a new stadium or they would have nowhere to play as a franchise in the future. So, in order for Seattle to keep a team, they would need a new stadium. In 1995, however, a bill for a new stadium was proposed. Now, I know what a lot of people are thinking. Okay, good, easy. They signed the bill. They get a new stadium, there's still a team in Seattle. However, it's not that easy when you think about it. The Mariners, having a long history of losing, didn't draw that much attendance into the stands. So getting a new stadium bill signed was almost impossible because there wasn't the necessary funding to convince lawmakers in the state of Washington that it was worth the time and money to spend on a new stadium. It seemed infeasible per se. So basically, it looked like the Mariners were going to relocate for good. Now, the Seattle Pilots had the same issue. They weren't able to land a new stadium. That's why the Seattle Pilots never lasted long as a franchise in Seattle. And it looked like the same thing was going to happen, that Seattle just wasn't going to be a baseball city and never would be a baseball city. But then things started to get interesting. The Mariners were looking good throughout the 1995 season and were going on a run, actually, a very competitive team. However, Griffey, the star player of that team, broke his wrist, making an amazing catch in center field. Now, this didn't stop the Mariners, considering they had a very strong team that still fielded Edgar Martinez, Randy Johnson, Joey Cora, and many other players. So they thought, of course, we can still make a run at the wild card. And fans begin to put up signs in the rafters that said, wild card, right? This was the team's goal, make the wild card, finally get in the playoffs. Those signs annoyed one person in the particular on the team, and his name was Jay Buhner. Why? Jay Buhner thought it was underselling the value of the team to shoot for the last-ditch effort into the playoffs. To shoot for a wild card isn't a reasonable goal. This team could still win the division. They could still shoot for a division title. And that's exactly what they did. They stayed competitive with the California Angels throughout the year until late August when Griffey came back and made a run at the California Angels. However, they were still 8 games back of the Angels and would need a miracle finish because at this point the Yankees had all but locked up the one American League wildcard spot. So it was division title or bust if the Mariners wanted to get into the playoffs. The Mariners go on a extreme run at the end of the year to get to an extra game, a winner-take-all for the American League West against the California Angels, and for the final spot in the playoffs. The Kingdom was packed. They had rallied around the Seattle Mariners team because of one reason only. They knew that the team was at risk of leaving, and this magical story that was playing out in front of them was really one of the only hopes for the Seattle Mariners to stay in Seattle. The Kingdom was putting up crowds of 50,000 plus every home game late in the year. And so we go to this winner take all for the division. And guess who comes in clutch? Randy Johnson throws 7 scoreless innings to lead the Mariners onto a division title, winning the AL West for the first time in franchise history and making the AL West for the first time in franchise history. And all of a sudden, you can feel this refuse to lose atmosphere, which became the trademark of the team throughout the 1995 season. Refuse to lose, refuse to lose. And a city rallied behind this as well as a team. In true speaking, they refused to lose because they needed to stay alive in the playoff race, right? That is the literary definition of what refuse to lose meant. But there was also an existential definition when you talk about the city refusing to give up on the Mariners, refusing to give up on the stadium bill. There were 2 fights being had throughout the entirety of the 1995 season. One fight was the Mariners trying to make the playoffs for the first time in franchise history. And another fight was an entire state trying to convince legislatures that they needed this team in this city to have a baseball team. They needed a baseball team in Seattle. And so you're fighting 2 huge battles throughout the course of the 1995 season. And it basically, both battles are deciding the fate of the Seattle Mariners. One battle, if you're not making the playoffs, then there's no way you bring in enough fans to even have a case for keeping the team in Seattle. And another battle is we need to keep this team in Seattle so this 1995 season and whatever seasons to come don't go to waste, don't fall to the hands of corporate greed, right? You forget that baseball's a business sometimes, and the business is make money or leave. You have to have a profitable market. And at that point in time, Seattle wasn't one, but they were putting forth their best effort at the end of the 1995 season to convince everyone that they were a profitable market. So with all that backstory being said, all of that crazy storylines, I mean, everything needing to go right, coming down to a winner-take-all game at the end of the year between the Angels and the Mariners to go to the playoffs, they're finally in. They have the ALDS, and here they're playing the New York Yankees, the big bad Yankees, the Yankees that have more World Series titles than any other team in baseball. It couldn't be a worse setup for the Mariners. And the first 2 games are at New York, and they go and they lose the first 2 games. And I'm sure the entire mindset had dropped. This overwhelming hope from making it into the playoffs had been snatched away from the city of Seattle. And it felt like at that point in time, it was over, that there would be no more baseball in Seattle, that they were going to lose this ALDS and lose the team. And that's what it felt like. And Lou Piniella when leaving New York had one of the greatest quotes, I think, in keeping the morale of the city and the team up, is he said, "I hope the Yankees enjoy celebrating because this is the last win of the year." And that made everyone stop and think, this guy is so enthralled in the team. He believes so heavily in this Mariner team. Why shouldn't we? This is a blind loyalty, a blind hope that he has in this baseball team and that the city needs to have in this baseball team. This blind hope is what we need to have in order to get a new stadium for the team. This blind hope is what we need to convince lawmakers, because from every logistical standpoint, it does not seem feasible to keep the Mariners in Seattle. But if you can get legislators, lawmakers, to believe in this blind hope and this crazy idea that maybe, just maybe, there's a future for this team and that future is in Seattle, then you can get them to pass our stadium bill. You can get our new stadium. Right? So, just as Lou Piniella has this blind hope for his team, the city develops this blind hope, and they come out in numbers for game three of the ALDS, and the Mariners win. No questions asked. They led the whole game. They came to play. They came to play. Game four was a different story. And in game four, the Mariners at one point trailed by 5 runs to the New York Yankees, and all hope seemed lost. But there was this crazy thing, this crazy blind hope that they had, and they eventually came back and won off of this monstrous performance by Edgar Martinez. Edgar Martinez was superhuman in the American League Division Series. Edgar Martinez played like a madman. He batted over 500 in a series. I mean, he carried this team and this city and their future on his back. You forget that they're not just playing for a silly division title or like any other year playing for a World Series. That's not all the Mariners are playing for right now. They're playing for the future of the franchise. If the Yankees lose, it hurts. But guess what? They have 1996, 1997, so on and so forth. And eventually they'll win another World Series and they'll forget about the 1995 ALDS. If the Mariners lose, it's over. It is over, completely over. There will be no more team in Seattle. There will be a team somewhere else in America, and the city of Seattle most likely will never get their baseball team back because they've tried and failed twice for professional teams. And it would just be completely unfeasible. And this city wasn't ready to give up on their dreams of being a large professional sports market and rallying behind a large professional baseball team. And Edgar Martinez embodied that spirit by carrying this Mariner team through to game five of the ALDS, where later on he embodies the city even more. And we all kind of know what happens. Randy Johnson comes in the ninth inning, puts up a zero, puts up a zero in the 10th inning, gives up a run in the 11th. But guess what? This team refuses to lose. So Joey Cora, bunt, base hit to lead off the inning. Ken Griffey Jr. with a single. Now you got runners at first and third. And guess who's at the plate? Edgar Martinez, the guy that has represented the hopes and dreams of Seattle throughout the entire 1995 playoffs. The guy who really everyone in that stadium felt was going to do something big. And they were just on edge, waiting to see this moment in history, waiting to see the culmination of this magical carpet ride of a season, waiting to see finally this team that since 1997 had done nothing but lose, win against the New York Yankees in this stadium that was falling apart, but yet still bursting at the seams with 56,000 crazy Washingtonians that were totally blinded in the hope that this 1995 Mariners team had given them. And then it happened. Edgar Martinez shoots a line drive down the left field line. The game is definitely tied, and Ken Griffey Jr. goes crazy around those bases, running as fast as he can. He scores. The kingdom erupts. Madness. Dave Niehaus makes one of the greatest calls of all time, and we are provided with the image of a young Ken Griffey Jr. piled on top by all of his teammates and just him smiling ear to ear. And that image is how everyone in Seattle felt at that point in time. That image of Griffey with nothing but joy on his face is the image of Seattle. It is the image of a baseball team that had just overcome every imaginable obstacle. It is the image of a young developing city that is finally starting to work its way up as one of the major cities in America. It is the image of a baseball team that is almost for sure going to be able to stay in Seattle. It is the image of the hope, the joy, and the family that this baseball team had become. It represents every emotion that everyone in Seattle and everyone close to the Mariners was feeling at this point in time. And that's what makes it so amazing. That's what makes it so special. But of course, the celebration for the American League Division Series cannot go on forever. You have to play the ALCS. And guess what happens? They lose to the Indians in six games. But where do they lose the sixth game? They lose it in Seattle. And guess what? 56,000 Seattle Mariner fans stay in that stadium. They had just lost the American League Championship Series, the series to get you to the World Series. And the crazy fairy tale that seemed like it could never end just ended. And guess what happened? Every single fan in that stadium stayed. The Mariners went into the locker room, but every fan in that stadium stayed, waiting for them to come back out so they could thank the 1995 Seattle Mariners for one of the greatest roller coaster rides of a summer that all 56,000 people in that stadium had experienced. 1995 was not just a baseball season for the people of Seattle, but one of the greatest moments of their lives. It built memories to last a lifetime. It made kids lifelong Mariner fans, turned non-believers into believers. It was everything that you want out of baseball. It was the emotion and the passion and the camaraderie that baseball provides that sometimes you lose track of. And 1995 brought that out. Not once did they lose track of everything that makes baseball important to them. And that's what was so special about the Mariners. That was so what was so special about the 1995 season is the passion that it instilled in this city. And so, of course, the Mariners come back out for an encore, and with heavy hearts, fans thank them. And it's a magical moment. You can feel that this team and this city had rallied together in that year to pull off one of the most special moments in baseball history. And you could just feel it. It was special. There was something special in that air. And how could you, as a legislature, deny this city a baseball team? How could you do it? You couldn't. So, yes, those Mariners got the bill for Safeco Field passed. And in 1999, in July, they opened the gates to the new home of the Seattle Mariners. And as 47,000 people walked through those doors, I'm sure everyone was experiencing the nostalgia of that 1995 season. The hope and the joy that they had experienced from the team, and the absolute excitement of the memories that they were now going to make in the new stadium. And boy, were there some good memories right off the bat. The 2000 season, the Mariners sweep the White Sox and the ALDS off of a walk-off bunt. And then, of course, 2001. Boy, was that a season. Obviously, it didn't end the way they wanted, but 2001 was something special. And since 2001, the Mariners, still to this day, have not made it back to the playoffs. And that's what makes it feel like when they do, it's going to be something special again. It's going to be something to rival every emotion that they felt during that 1995 season. It's going to be something special that brings the city of Seattle back together for those once-in-a-lifetime memories and those once-in-a-lifetime summers that captivate an entire city. And there's nothing more important to that city than the game of baseball. Thank you.